Hello, guys. It is your lovely host, Nautica Nelson, and we are back with another episode of Set Apart and Chosen. It is Saturday, May 4th, and I am super excited. I first and foremost want to thank everybody that has subscribed to this podcast, to all my listeners, to all just the fan base and etc. I thank you so much. You guys really don't know how much this means to me, and just being patient and being able to wait until another episode drops, guys. I just thank y'all so much for bearing with me, being patient. I love you guys so much. Praying for all of you, praying that the Lord continuously blesses you all, continuously flourishes you all in your guys' paths and careers and lives and just day-to-day basis, guys. And I love y'all so much. Like, that was one of the biggest things when I started this podcast I wanted to say. Like, thank you to the listeners. Like, thank you to my subscribers, to the people that actually support this podcast. Because, guys, it is not easy. It's not at all. So, thank you so much. And I love you guys. Now, on today's episode, we're going to get into a little bit of everything. I have titled this episode, The Journey. And guys, we're literally going to get into this full journey of how things have been for me. This journey with Christ, the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, everything. Transparency is the biggest thing for me right now. Being able to share what the Lord instructs me to share and being obedient to Him. Also, before I do start my episodes, which is something new, I did say that I wanted to begin praying over all of my listeners and even myself, guys. So if you all could just bow your heads really quick and say a quick little prayer. Lord, I thank you for waking us up today, Father God. Thank you for restoring our minds, giving us new eyes to be able to see, Father God, new ears to be able to hear, Father God, and a new mouth to be able to speak your wisdom and your knowledge, Father God. I thank you for touching us, Father God, in the places that hurt, the illnesses, the pain, Father God, for reaching and touching our families and our loved ones, Father God, our friends and our close ones, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your peace, your comfort, and your love in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's go ahead and get into this whole little podcast. First and foremost, I want to talk about the prayer. Let's go ahead and dive into that. So it has been literally 6 months since I have uploaded a podcast, guys. And during this 6 months, it's been so much going on. Like, honestly, before I made this podcast, I was like back and forth with God. Like, I was like, God, what do I say? Where do I go? And that just comes to show you that God is so, like, once you ask God, He will give you the directions to where you need to go, to what you need to do, to what you need to say. Because as soon as I started getting confused, and we all know God is not the author of confusion, as soon as I started to begin getting confused, I was like, okay, Lord, it's time to pray. And so I began to pray. I turned on my worship music and just started like talking to God. And He began just telling me, like, this is where you're going to start. This is what you're going to do. You're going to tell them about this. You're going to tell them how I did this for you and the glory about this situation. And so He just began to give me everything that was meant to say. The number one thing that was big for me, guys, was praying before actually talking about the episodes and the subjects that I was going to be discussing, which is, if you know, it's very difficult for me. I've never really been like a big out loud prayer or like a big, I would say, person that's just very outspoken. I've always been very like reserved or very shy, never really liked being in the open, very introvertish, never really liked talking to people, barely having friends. And the Lord has just been doing so much new things in this season with me. And one of them was being able to open my, like, allowing me to open my mouth. Like, it was almost as if the Lord forced me, because I was like debating with Him for so long and telling Him, like, Lord, I can't do this. Like, you know, I knew it wasn't that I didn't know I had things to say. It wasn't that I didn't know I had a testimony. And that I was supposed to be speaking the word of God, it was more that fear of, you know, I don't really want people to hear me. I'm really cool being in the background. I'm really cool being off, standoffish. I don't really have to be out in the open. And it wasn't until the Lord began to like work on my heart and deal with my true character that I started to open up and be like, wow, like the Lord really wants me to fellowship with other women of God and sisters in Christ. He wanted me to be able to speak up because the enemy had had such a hold on my voice. He was holding my testimony. He was holding me from using it, and for so long, to the point where I began to think like, okay, God doesn't want me to give my testimony. Nobody wants to hear, you know what I'm saying, the journey or what I've been going through. Like the enemy tried to put it in my head that my testimony was not important, that I didn't have anything to say. It was just very degrading and very like hurtful. And when I remember when I began, like I came to God and God started telling me, no, like, no, you are going to talk. You are going to speak. You are going to confess the glory. You are going to confess what I have done in your life. I was really like debating with that, like, Lord, you know how I feel about. And it's crazy because you would think if I'm coming to him to pray about it and to talk to him that I would want help with that, right? Which is another subject, how we ask God for things that we know we truly are not ready for. But I thank God because he pushed me to that full potential to be able to be outspoken and be able to have a voice, be able to speak to other women of God and just really building a village with true sisters in Christ. And it's been amazing. The number one thing that I was always so afraid to do was pray out loud. And I remember when I was praying about this podcast, I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? Like, you know, do you want me to just give these topics? I knew that the Lord wasn't like, this was going to be like a routine podcast. He had already told me when I created this podcast years ago that this was going to be solely based off of him, which is why some of my podcasts take time because the Lord is like, it's when you're obedient to me. When I tell you to upload a podcast, it is not my will, but his. And I also try to tell people that because I know there's a lot of people that's kind of like, you know, when are you going to upload a podcast? Or when are you going to do this? Or when are you going to create content? And it's purely the works of the Lord. Okay. It is not my own will. It is not me uploading things, getting on here, saying stuff just because I want to say it. I genuinely, sincerely want to get on here and speak about the word of God and speak about the things that God has just been doing in my life. And also being transparent with you guys and speaking about the truth. And guys, I love this season of me just speaking up and like actually talking and saying like what I want, authority. And I remember my pastor, so thankful, Pastor G, he was telling me like, it's time to stand up and take authority. It's time for you to speak up. And I just, it hit me so hard that I felt God was like, this is what I have been telling you. It is time for that authority, for you to step into that true woman of God and not a little girl anymore. And it was hard. I shed a lot of tears during the journey, guys, but I love it all in all. It's been a beautiful journey. It's been a lot of tears, a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, and most of all, a lot of having to cut things off, a lot of dead weight off. But I have enjoyed this journey so much. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was the feminine side that God has been working on me with during this time, which was just learning how to be a woman with grace, with class, a woman of elegance. years ago, I really came from a place that was like, you know, like my parents raised us very, very good. But as I kind of got older and got into like teenage years, I was kind of like, you know, hanging out with the wrong crowd, really like in the streets, you know, around like gangs and different stuff like that. And I remember just having that spirit like of Jezebel where I was just so like wanted to flaunt and I wanted to be seen and I wanted to be loud and, you know, loud in a different way. It's one thing to be loud for the Lord, but loud in sin is what I was. And like, really during this journey, the Lord has just been showing me not only with the way that I talk, the way that I act, but also with the way that I dress, you know, like just showing me what it's like to actually be a modest woman, to actually, you know, be obedient to what the Lord is saying in regards to my dress code, how I'm acting. Like, don't get me wrong, there's still times where I have to tell myself, like, Nautica, you know, stop acting like that in public and things like that. But I feel like it has really come a long way. And also having to learn how to, you know, distance myself also from a lot of stuff, which is another topic that I want to kind of slide into also, but not get too deep into, because we're going to save that for another episode. But having to actually cut off the things that I felt like were making me very hard and very masculine. And that was the biggest thing for me. Like, I was like, Lord, I have to let go of these people that surround me. You know, I was around a lot of women, had a lot of women in my circle that was very masculine. You know, like, they didn't want a man, didn't need a man. You know, they were very, like, just loud, very, you know, you guys know what I'm saying. And so one thing about it is you are who you hang around. And once I got to the point where I was like, okay, Nautica, you have to change your entire lifestyle. It's not just certain things that you have to change. You can't think that you're going to become a certain way and everybody else is going to fall in line. That's not how it is. Maybe some people will. But when you're truly walking with God, you have to understand that there are going to be certain things that you are going to have to distance and cut off. And people were definitely one. Like, people were just coming around and I started to feel it, like my spirit, my energy. Like, I just was not liking it. Like, I felt the spirits that would come through my home when people came in, the spirits of anger, the spirits of just wanting to sin, people, you know, wanting to drink and, you know, gossip and all these things. And when I really was like, Lord, I'm cutting that off. Like, I don't want to be that no more. So I refuse to surround myself with that. You know, like, it was hard because, of course, when you go through that season, a lot of people feel like you're acting different or you think you're better than somebody. And I really had to get to that point of confidence where it was like, no, I'm standing firm in the Lord. Like, I'm not going to look back and be like, oh, I'm sorry, let me stoop to this level. No, I'm standing firm in the Lord. And this is who I am. You know, this is who I serve. And I serve a Lord who never fails. I serve a Lord who has me covered. And so once I got to that place where I was firm and who I was supposed to be and who I needed to be, I knew that there were things I needed to let go of. And people would always tell me, like, oh, you don't have to change. You don't have to try to be soft. You don't have to try to be a woman, or you don't have to try to dress modest. This is the new age. You can dress like this. You know what I'm saying? Or you could be like this. Like, people coming around playing like the rap music and these new artists or whatever, of course, it's gonna put you in that mentality to wanna dance, wanna play it, wanna sing the stuff. Once you get to a place where you're like, I'm not allowing that no more, like, it's gonna put you at a place where you can now work on yourself and cut it off within yourself and not have to worry about other people bringing it back around you, which is the best thing that has been the best thing for me in this journey, is distancing myself from, you know, the world, and not literally the world, but the worldly, you know, the worldly people, the worldly friends, the worldly family that I had, people just in my circle constantly, you know, wanting to party, drink, smoke, turn up, all of these things, and really just having to sit back like, that's not who I am anymore. And once I finally got rid of those things, I was actually able to sit back and reflect on who I was supposed to be, who I was truly meant to be in Christ. Another subject that was asked of me that people kept saying was, like, people are so just very, which I don't knock it out at all. People see every little detail of every little thing you do in life. And so many people were like, oh, what is your relationship status? Are you married? Are you single? Are you, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about it is I keep certain things private. I really don't like to speak on. So I'm just going to say right now, I'm enjoying this journey with the Lord and I am celibate and I am really just trying to focus on God, taking this time to heal my internal wound myself right now. And a lot of people will look at it like, oh, well, you've already, you know, had kids. You've already, had sexual intercourse or whatever like that. But once you're, people don't really know what celibacy is. Celibacy is the journey when you finally decide, like, to stop, and you finally decide, let me focus on God wholeheartedly instead of this sexual intercourse or sexual desires and sexual needs. And that's where I am right now. I'm not really, like, right now it's me and the Lord on this journey, and I'm just truly finding myself and, you know, learning my identity in Christ. And I also am just, like, sitting back learning a lot of different things. Like, I see a lot of different relationships fail for not actually serving God with the fullest of them and not really having a relationship with the Lord. People just with people because they look good, and people just with people out of wedlock and they're sleeping with them. And I, you know, I have sinned also, guys, so I'm not judging anyone, but I just, it's very important for me right now to take this time with God and really sit back and focus on the journey with him and what he has called me to. I don't want a man, a husband to distract me. I don't want to, you know, just think about that. When I am ready to open up and explain all of that side relationship aspect, I will. But right now, it is me and God that I am focusing on. Like, this is a personal journey for me. Like, it's not, I wanted to include everybody else in this journey. This was the journey for Nautica, where Nautica had to sit back and find her identity in Christ and find who she really was, because I was so busy trying to be everything for everybody else and overworking myself trying to be this type of woman in friendships and relationships and trying to just prove my worth and my value, that right now I'm like, it's about the Lord. It's me and the Lord on this journey right now. And I love it. I really love it. I love being able to learn just, like, love the Lord's way. You know, I love being able to learn, like, the attributes of love. Love is patient and love is kind, and just all of these different things, like, the Lord is really instilling inside of me that I actually get to sit back and like learn. And I'm enjoying it. I've been enjoying the journey. And there's so much more to talk about and so much more that I can't wait to share with y'all guys. But I will give the basis of certain things. During this journey, let me just be transparent with you guys. During this journey, it has been so many tears of having to let go of people. This is the biggest thing. And I know I've already kind of touched bases on this, but it's big. Really sitting back praying, like, Lord, I want the women of God around me that you have called to be in my life. Like, Lord, I want the relationship that you have called and ordained for me. Lord, I want, you know, the life that you have desired and called me to live. The purpose. I want to live out that purpose that you have called me to. That's where I am. And guys, it's been difficult. I will say that it's not always going to be peaches and cream. Like, it's going to be difficult. Like, there's been so many tears of having to let go of things and really just figure out, like, is this what I want for my life? Is this what I want? And, you know, in my walk with Christ, like, I don't feel like this is really serving me no purpose, or I don't really feel like this is leading me closer to Christ. And once I really got to a place where I started to put God first over every single thing that was going on in my life, God revealed to me, and I started just letting things go. I didn't care what it was. I didn't care how much I loved it on this earth. Like, if the Lord said to let it go, that's what I was doing. I was not questioning it anymore. And I've just been able to see people hold on to so many things that they thought was good for them, and it ended up destroying them. And I just was like, Lord, I don't want that anymore. I've been in relationships that have destroyed me. I've had friendships that have destroyed me. I have family members that have destroyed me and hurt me. I just don't want to live that life no more. I want to live the life of peace and of joy, comfort, love, and support. And once I really began to walk that walk, like I was talking that talk, the Lord, he definitely began to give me, like, what I was praying for. He did. Like, when I say he gave me exceedingly abundantly more than I could ask or think, y'all, like, I'm gonna save that for a different day. But the Lord definitely, he overdid it. He overdid it when I felt like I was done, when I felt like I lost hope, when I felt like there was no one to love me. The Lord did it. He stepped in and he showed out and he did his big one. And I'm just so thankful, which is why I tell people, like, it's definitely important to focus on going to church and focus on reading your Bible. You need to make sure that you are growing your relationship with Christ. Make sure that you are giving him the fruits, okay? Make sure that you are waking up, honoring him before the day starts. That before you close your eyes for bed, that you thank him. Make sure that you are growing your personal relationship with the Lord. That is the most important thing, because then he's going to begin to reveal to you what you need to do. It's not going to be what other people need to do. It's not going to be, hey, this is what they're doing. Let's not focus on yourself, but focus on other people. No, it's going to be, this is what you need to focus on. When I say that, once I began to ask the Lord to reveal my toxic traits and flaws that I had, he showed everything. He showed me the stuff that I felt like I had gotten rid of. He showed me the depths of the hurt, where it was coming from. When he showed me how I was living off of survival. He showed me all of that. And it was now my choice. Like, Nautica, do you want to keep walking out this life that you're walking? Or do you want to walk out this life with the Lord? What path do you want to go on? It was ultimately my decision, which is why I tell people, the Lord will show you, but ultimately it will be your decision on what you want to do. Society is so crazy, guys. Like, this new age stuff and people with the tarot cards and horoscopes, the women out here half dressed, it's just so much going on. Like, it's so much going on that it's so important to make sure that you are listening and you are obedient to the Lord and what he is instructing you to do. Because it is so important not to follow into the ways of this world. And when I tell you, the enemy will try to send people, he will try to send little friends and family, and he'll try to, girl, listen, he'll even try to send these men, honey, these men, these wolves in sheep clothing. The enemy will try his best tactics and have you thinking that that is from the Lord. Have you thinking that that is what the Lord said? If you don't got that discernment correctly, if you are not being obedient and you are not listening to what God is saying, you will fall for the tactics of the enemy. And then you're going to be looking back like, how did I not see this? How did I not realize this? How did I not see this person doing me this type of way? It is important to make sure that we are being obedient, and also to make sure that we're listening. A lot of us like to talk to the Lord, but we don't like to listen to what he's telling us. We don't like to hear what he's trying to say to us. It's important to listen. Do not settle. Do not settle for no friendship. Do not settle for no family member that's not there for you. Do not settle for no relationship, even if there's men listening. Do not settle for no woman who does not have a relationship with the Lord and is not truly trying to lead you closer to Christ and love you correctly. And women, vice versa. Don't settle for the things that this world has to give you. Do not settle, or you're going to end up repeating old cycles. Everybody else is going to be moved along with their life, flourishing and growing. And you're still repeating old cycles. There's some people that I know from five years ago, and they're still doing the same thing that they were doing 5 years ago. They still act the same way that they acted 5 years ago. They still think the same way that they thought 5 years ago. I would never want to like be there. Life is about constant growth, constantly growing, especially closer to Christ. Like, how could you not want to? How could you not want to get to know the creator of all things? Like, it's crazy. And I'm not here to knock anybody's beliefs or religion. I'm just telling you, that this is what I believe, and this is what I talk about on this podcast. And I'm just here to spread the message and lead people to the kingdom, okay? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it with you. Baby, when I was operating out of sin, I was not happy. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys. I was not happy. When I was operating out of sin with these men, I remember going through a relationship and I thought it was God so much because I had blocked God's voice out was what it really was. And the enemy was speaking to me. And so like at the beginning of the relationship, I began to see the red flags, but I just kept going. I just kept going and kept pushing, kept going and kept pushing. Because some women, they'll just try to stay loyal to the wrong person. And it wasn't until later on in the relationship that I started to see things. And I was like, that's not what God, you know, that's not what I prayed for. That's not what God promised me. You know what I'm saying? That I started to actually see things. And it wasn't until I got so deep that I couldn't leave. I had to beg God to get me out of that relationship. I had to beg God to restore me because I was broken. I was broken. Do not let people break you. Do not let people define your character. The Lord is the only one, the only one that you need to be trying to please anyways. The rest will come. There's so many younger women, you know, and they see marriages and they're just like, oh, I want to be married quickly. And so they're just jumping to marriage and it's not aligned with the will of God. Like, make sure that you are hearing the voice of the Lord, because if that man or that woman is from the Lord, if that friend is from the Lord, they will lead you closer to God. It will not take you away from your relationship with God. You will still be able to spend time with God. You will be able to pray with them. You'll be able to do so many different things that you never have done with that person. And also growing closer to the Lord while doing it. Like, do not settle for the things of this world. They try to paint the picture and make so much look pretty, but do not settle. That was the biggest thing for me on this journey, was not settling for the stuff that the enemy was trying to give me. He tried to make it look so good too. The enemy will try to make things look so good. So good. I don't want it. I'm good. Once the Lord tells me, like, once I get to contemplating and it contradicts your faith, once it contradicts your faith, is an entirely different story. If it starts making you feel like it's taking your time away from God, you have a friendship that constantly want to be up under you, but they don't want to go to church. They don't want to pray with you. They don't want to read the Bible with you. You're in a relationship and they don't want to do anything spiritual with you. Or even you also have to watch those ones who will try to do things spiritual with you, but you know that that's not what they want. They just do it to please you. You have to make sure that you are hearing from the word of God. It's so important during this season. And I have a retreat with the women in my church, my sisters in Christ, May 9th through the 11th. It is the 4th, and I'm super excited. And let me just say, I have never been more excited to go to a women's retreat with my sisters in Christ. Like, I've never been this excited, but the Lord said this season he's opening me up. Like, I'm ready to hug on my sisters, love on them, and really just be able to speak with them, listen to them, embrace them, comfort them, support them, just so many different things. Like, in this season, the Lord is doing so many things new. And I'm telling you, if you are not focused, if you are not being obedient to what he is doing, what he is saying, you will miss out. You will. That is serious. And I used to, just being transparent, I used to really dibble and dabble with my faith, like one foot in, one foot out. You know, on Sundays, I would be going to church. And then by Monday, baby, I was up gossiping on the phone with my friends, gossiping, talking about different men and all of these things. Like, it was just crazy. And like, actually, doing things the healthy way, the correct way, and the way that God instructs you is so different. It's so different to the point, guys, that there was a time that the enemy tried to make me feel like it was boring to me. He tried to make me feel like this life is boring. This is not what you want to do. This is boring. He tried to make me feel like this Christian walk was not what I truly wanted to do. And the Lord started just showing me like, Nautica, I got you. Have you not learned this? Have I not gave you the joy and the peace that you've been praying for? And God literally had to tell me. Because the enemy will try to throw your old life back in your face and make you want to go back to it. But it is ultimately up to you. Ultimately, the choice is yours. You shall choose whom you shall serve. And that's the truth. So I wanted to save this for the last because I am getting ready to wrap this podcast up, guys. Didn't want it to be too long. I just wanted to get on here and touch bases with the things that the Lord wanted me to talk about. But the last thing I want to talk about is this kingdom business. I used to always work 9 to 5s, you know, like I have never in my life started a kingdom business ever in my life. But guys, I have partnered with a sponsor to my talk show, and we have started creating Christian short films. We have a Christian short film studio, and we will be making short films, just different biblical stories, different life situations that's going to be teaching more of God and more of Christ. This is so new to me. I really don't know where to start because being an entrepreneur definitely requires a lot of focus. And not even just that, but this is a kingdom business, which means I don't want to do anything that's not what the Lord, you know, that's not what the Lord is instructing me to do. If the Lord tells me not to do it, I don't want to do it. If he tells me to do it, that's what I want. And I prayed so deeply about this business and the Lord gave me that yes. And your girl is finally an actor / short film studio producer. And I love it. I love it. Like I said, I will be uploading films and I will upload more of that information once everything is actually launched and once everything is out. We are currently putting in a lot of work behind the scenes. Baby, this acting is definitely a different feel for me, but I love it. And not even just that, but just learning different things about myself and about the Bible also while acting out these things. Like, it shows me so much. And one thing about a kingdom business is making sure that you're not doing it just for the money, okay? That's gonna be the biggest thing. It is not about the money. It is about the work of the Lord. It is about reaching souls. It's about touching people. Yes, the money will come. It will come. It will flow to you. But you have to make sure that your heart is postured. You have to make sure that you're doing it correct. You have to make sure you're lined up with the will of the Lord, or your only focus is going to be, I'm just doing this for the money. I'm just doing this for the money. And it's going to be for the love of money. And we all know the love of money is the root of evil. We all know this. So guys, make sure your heart is postured. Make sure that before you start something, anything, whatever the case may be, that you are seeking God wholeheartedly and fully, and that he is giving you the confirmation that you need. Do not let the enemy try to overtalk what God has already promised you. Walk into that full potential and be the best at the best. I love you guys. I thank y'all so much for tuning in and listening to this podcast, Set Apart and Chosen. Please, guys, do not forget to like and rate. And also, you guys are more than welcome to leave a message if y'all would like to hear me discuss anything else or touch bases on any other topics. I thank you guys so much. I love you guys, and y'all have a beautiful, wonderful, and blessed day.